The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Joe Piscopo, Frankie Five Burrows, Morano, Al Gattulo, Susie Cerrone in for Debbie this morning on AM 970, The Answer. And we love having you with us. Carter Page is going to join us. Dr. Carter Page, former foreign policy advisor to the Donald Trump campaign and someone who was under surveillance during the campaign by the FBI. Oh, you don't want to miss Carter Page. What a nice guy. Frankie, we were at the Tony LoBianco Christmas party and we had a great time. And I said, "Hey, you're Carter Page." He goes, "Joe Piscopo, I'm a big fan." What a nice, nice guy. And what he had to go through, what the government put him through, is inexcusable. So we'll get into it with Carter. And it's nice to hear Michael Caputo say so many nice things about Carter Page, of being a genius, called him a genius, which is a great. So now with the Comey interview with Chris Wallace at Fox News, which was just, I listened to it intently yesterday. The recording that I guess they did that morning. And my goodness gracious, Comey sounds guilty. His voice was weak. He was stuttering. He was trying to be, "Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know." I think he knows he's in trouble. I'm just saying. He just feels that he's got to know he did something wrong. They knew when the Steele dossier was out. They knew it was wrong. They went with it anyway. They knew the collateral damage. And that's really what hurts me, is the people, the innocent bystanders that were there. Michael Caputo being among them. General Flynn being among them. You know, and Roger Stone facing 20 years in prison for what? He said one thing. The judge now is not allowing him to talk. He put him under the gag order. And this all started. Now Carter will have his say in a court, I guess. Lawyer was with him yesterday.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, he was on the Fox News channel the other day, and he indicated that he had his lawyers combing through the IG report for potential lawsuits.
Comey through the IG. Got to get it. Comey through. Get it?
Exactly.
He's combing through. Yes, yes, yes.
So we'll see if he ends up filing a lawsuit here.
Good people don't go into government.
So this is my Donald Trump. John Tursilosi?
Yes, Tursilosi. Yes.
Thank you, thank you. Thank
John's
you
the one who's always in your eyesight when he comes into the studio.
He gets right there.
Syndicated breakfast once a year. Right. Absolutely. Always brings us coffee.
We appreciate it. So sorry for the noise. If I told you, we're down on Wall Street and in a glorious building.
I can't hear you. Can you speak up?
Glorious building. It really is. It's one of those legendary Wall Street buildings, and the architecture is great. So if they don't have a scaffold up, you know, it's constant construction. It's New York. I think it's a ruse. I don't think they fix anything. I think they just create jobs and they just look like they're working. Like the scaffolding. When have you seen anybody working on a scaffolding on any building in New York? They put the scaffolding up. It's up for 6 to 8 months. They take it down. The people get paid to put it up, to take it down. No work was done. Now they got a jackhammer outside the studio. We have asked them, is it above us? We've asked them to just give us a four-hour break because of the rent that we pay. The boss told me what we paid. I can't believe we pay.
Give us an estimate of what it is.
An estimate?
Yeah, I know what it is.
Is it right? It's like, is that astronomical?
I'm not going
to
say.
Is it okay
to
say? It's okay to say.
Yeah,
isn't?
I mean, why not?
And I think that maybe we should think about moving. I think maybe the mid.
You're going to leave these pristine, luxurious conditions?
Yeah, really.
But what about
roaches in the restroom? Jackhammers?
Heat that
above
doesn't
us?
Work? I mean, really? You know,
Lord.
People pay millions for this.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, they
right.
do. Yes, they
do. And here we are. Here we are.
And the best part is apparently above us is a bathroom. They're working on a bathroom. Huh. Right? Now,
how do you know they're working in a bathroom?
Because I talk to people. I'm a news guy. I find out things. I get
facts. He's following
the
big stories.
Right.
How do you think he got that NYPD press plate for his car?
That's right. And apparently they've been working on this now for a month. It takes a month to fix this. And we've asked them, and the building said, yeah, we'll talk to them. Well, apparently that talk went great because they're still doing it.
They don't care. They don't care. So can I give a shout out to Robert Klein who helps me?
Well, you might as well shout. We can't hear.
Can we do Robert? Is that his name, Robert Klein? Not Robert Klein, the comedian. Robert Klein, the hotel magnet, and very nice guy. I want to give him a big shout out.
Terrific
for being so hospitable.
Robert Klein, the comedian, is a great guy as well.
Yeah. And as well, but Robert Klein helps me stay at the places where I actually walked in yesterday at this particular hotel. Excuse me, and I said my car was parked. I pulled up. And a guy actually said these words to me. Can I help you with your bag?
Wow.
Can I park your car?
Oh, my God.
I said.
Must have been in fantasy land.
You must have me confused for someone else.
Really? I don't need help.
Where am I?
Mr. Piscopo, your shoulder looks like it's hanging half off now. I'm good.
Let me tell you what happened yesterday at this hotel. And thanks to Robert Klein for this.
Let me tell you what happened. They would have went out and got some.
Well, let me tell you. I grabbed my bag. I know I got everything. I go, what time is it? I'm looking at the clock. I go, I think I got to work out. Yeah, I can get the workout. And so I'm now a million things going through my mind. I get the room. I go downstairs, and I'm in my suit still, but I don't have my jacket on. And I went down and grabbed a quick workout. Good gym at this place. Good gym. And so I did biceps. I did some crunches. You know, I did some push-ups. Did great. Real quick. Boom, 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 boom. Got that done. Go back up. I realize, I left my dress jacket in the car. It's in the car, and now they're going to park the car. And if you unpark the car, they charge you for that. So now I got no jacket. I go, oh, now what? Now what? I call downstairs, and my man down there, Felix, is down there. He goes, I swear to God, he says these words to me. Oh, I'll go get it. I'll go get your jacket in the car. I'll go get your jacket in the car. How about that? Do you see, like, I don't hear any of that from any
Next,
hotel.
Joe gave him a ring. They're getting married on Friday.
I can't believe it. Oh, yeah. So he goes, I said, how long is it going to take
how
you to get
the... How much does it cost you?
I pressed,
how much it cost
enough.
You?
Because I said, how long is it going to take you to get the jacket
grand,
up?
You gave him a grand, didn't you? You gave him a grand.
Would have been cheaper for him to take his car out
and really, park really,
it.
Really, really would have.
Or go buy a suit. So I was so appreciative That's of nice. This. How great was that? So he go, I go, now I'm going to push it because I know I got to get to sleep. I go, how long are you going to take to get the jacket up? That's guts. He goes, no, 10, 15 minutes. I go, you know what? Bring the jacket up. He brought the jacket up to me.
Oh, that's two bills easy. This guy went home last night. Honey, boy, is it going to be a Merry Christmas.
He was so surprised. And I was half asleep. I opened the door. I just waved some cash. I just threw cash out the door.
You didn't make him come in and hang it up, did you?
Felix, man, I used to like the cat. I like you, buddy. You're my man. That was great. But really, thanks to Robert for it was just
guy slipped a note. You know how they slipped a bill under your door? The guy probably slipped a note. When you come back, ask for so-and-so. No problem. Take care of.
That's all your ex, right?
That's very nice.
The other one, I got to wrangle to get behind the desk, get to walk, and to bring my stuff in and rip my rotator. So thanks to Joyce, by the way, set that up. One of our great sales gals, Joyce. Hey, appreciate it very much. 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. Did I say thanks to everybody that gave
us
all these? We have so many presents. We have, you know, it's so funny. I'm staring at the muffin. When we go out, you have to have a limit when you go and you order breakfast because I don't have that luxury having breakfast for me at the studio. So I go, I have to give money. They go send out, they deliver it. And then they say, oh, you haven't hit the limit. So they always add on, what do you want to add on? Why do we keep saying a muffin? Not one person will eat this muffin.
Well, you have to give it to the person in order to eat it. We don't eat the muffin.
Well, no one wants the muffin. Carrot, do you want the... Carrot doesn't... Do you want the muffin?
No one wants the muffin.
Charlie goes, give me the muffin.
Charlie will be like, I walked four blocks for you to get your maple syrup this morning. At least you could do is give me a muffin.
Here's the muffin,
there
Charlie.
There it is.
Boom. Hey, so
you got to see how this kid gets fed at CBS on the weekends.
Yeah, is that right?
Oh yeah, they take good care of you.
So why can we get something other than a muffin, like something that we use?
Let's do that. Yeah,
like an orange.
An orange. Great.
Oh,
Yeah, but it's got to get to $10.
So,
I don't know if the orange
did you get a banana today?
I did get a banana.
Great, okay.
I got the banana. I got it. I'm all set. I'm all set. And I'm on my way to America's Newsroom right after the show. We're on 11:40. I'll be over there with Bill Hemmer, who I'm very excited to give Bill Hemmer the 3 p.m. slot.
Yeah, the old which chef.
This he's still doing the morning.
That is great.
He's still doing America's Newsroom.
Yep, yep. And then he's going to be, in a couple weeks, he'll be at doing 3 p.m. I'm very excited because he's a great journalist. I'll be with Sandra Smith over there with Bill Hemmer about 11:40 this morning, talking about a variety of things that are happening in the news today. I finished at Fox and Friends with Dina Martin, my buddy, my pally, and we did our thing on Friday, and I'm leaving, and we had such a great time, and there was such a great feel, and it was all about Christmas. The live audience was spectacular. Thank you for your kind words. Everybody could not have been more friendly. We came over, we took pictures, and we had a great time. Then I get a note. Oh, Tanya Powers wants to see you upstairs at Fox News Radio.
Oh,
how about
Tanya.
That? Yeah, Tanya, your buddy, she's great. So we love it. So I go up to the 15th floor and said hi to everybody. That's a big operation over there.
Oh, yeah. That went up to 15.
Yeah. And Justin works there.
That's correct. Justin, yeah, master control operator.
Justin works for us. He's the guy that gets the podcast out, like, before we finish the show. He's so quick, he gets it
they
out.
They had to do construction.
We appreciate that more.
They had to split that newsroom in half. It used to be one big room, and then they cut it
the most expensive real estate in the world. Yeah. Right there, these guys. You know,
yeah, but you see, there's the difference. They get heat. They get air conditioning.
they don't
get construction. There's no drilling. Oh, stop. Well, he's taking a break.
No.
Union man.
I think Jerry called the guy. I think Jerry called the guy.
There's
hey, but you know, it's 9:15. It's been the weekend's been great. I appreciate everything. Thanks, by the way, for coming to Patsy's for the Frank Sinatra celebration. Everybody was there. Bill Boggs was there. It was great. Bill Boggs is great. He probably did the best Frank Sinatra interview ever.
Really? I haven't seen that.
Do you know what Frank Sinatra was wearing when he did the interview?
No, I haven't seen it.
You don't know?
What?
I remember. It was a blue denim leisure suit.
Oh,
Frank Sinatra, Mr. Tuxedo, blue denim leisure suit. Bill Boggs did the interview 20-some-odd years ago, whatever it was, and I had a great time with Steve Tyrell. Steve's at the Carlisle, by the way. We got to go over. We should really go over.
When do you want to go?
You know what? I think after, can we go after, maybe right after Christmas, 26, 27, something like that, right before the New Year's, I'm thinking about going.
Well, I have New Year's Eve that week. Maybe right after the New Year.
I know. Yeah, you know what? New Year's Eve. I'm trying to go. How do I go? I'm trying to do presents. So anyway,
thanks. Yeah, we need to discuss that because
Tony LoBianco came by, and it was just a great. And he's back.
I just got a text from Matt Zambolin. He goes, "Did it stop?" I said, "Constant since I texted you."
Look at this.
That was almost an hour ago.
This is the guy. So we had fun, and then I had a great time at the Rainbow Room. But you
can
know
we
what?
Tip him?
So
maybe
much...
he'll stop.
Yeah, you know that'll happen,
right?
So listen, this. Can you hear it on the air? Yeah, I guess you could hear it, right, Frankie Feinberg?
I hear it. So, I can't hear anything else. I can't hear you.
When he breaks through the ceiling and comes crashing down into the studio.
So there's so much to worry about news-wise. First of all, I don't even want to go to the impeachment thing because I don't think it has virtually no credibility. They won't let it go. Now but all you hear in the news is the impeachment from the House. It's going to just go away, whether there's a trial in the Senate, whether they call some witnesses, whether they just push it through. My instinct is that they're going to just push it through, get it over with, and then they will start with the next thing they're trying to take Donald Trump down on. That's exactly what's going to happen, right? So we got to put ourselves up with all of that. The China deal is great. Do not lose sight of this China deal. Chinese officials say they've agreed to a phase 1 trade deal with the United States. The country's vice commerce minister said significant progress was made, and the Americans have agreed to remove some tariffs it has placed on $360 billion worth of goods, and the tariffs will be removed in phases. China is agreeing to buy more agricultural products and to strengthen its laws that protect foreign companies operating inside its border. That includes intellectual property, by the way, and currency. Huge news that they will just not even talk about. Jeff Van Drew, the congressman from the 1st District in New Jersey, is going to leave the Democratic Party and become a Republican. He was not going to vote for impeachment. Every time I would say, and I just talked to Neil Cavuto about it, I just talked to Maria Bartiromo about it, when we were on Fox or Fox Business, it's like this guy, Jeff Van Drew was a conservative, common sense politician. I always said it. Now he's had it with the Democratic Party, and you understand it. You understand. So we reached out to Jeff to come on the show anytime. So I'm just running down the stories. James Comey at the second. Is it the second district? I thought it was the first down the second district. So thank you, Frank. So So James Comey with Chris Wallace yesterday, Comey all but admitted how guilty he was. Does he go to jail? What happens? He's a public official. He won't go to jail. I think everybody associated with the Mueller probe should be let off the hook. I'm just saying. I am just saying. So much to get into, 877-970-2999. But what we're going to do when we come back, Dr. Carter Page will join us live on the radio on the Piscopo Show. And Susie Cerrone, the birthday girl. Happy birthday, baby. Did they give you anything? Did they give you a cake or something over there at work?
No, that's okay.
Nothing.
No, you that's all right.
Yeah. you're offended, I could tell. You're Italian.
No. I've got my dessert all set up for tonight. I've got some Hostess cupcakes that I like.
Is that what you're going to have? Look at you.
Yeah, because I'm very weight conscious. I'm not having, like, birthday cake.
Yeah,
I'm having orange Hostess trashy cupcakes.
You know, with your orange one, Susie.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Look at you. You are such a Jersey girl.
You can have your chocolate cake. I'll take my Hostess orange cupcakes with a candle.
Well, listen, happy birthday, Susie.
Thanks.
She's out there looking out for you 20 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
And this is Not a Good Present Show. Emergency road work on the Cross Bronx westbound on the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Left lane out till further notice. So 45 minutes on the Cross Bronx westbound to the outbound George. Now, the inbound George looks fine for either deck. There is lower level road work on the George. That's going to be both directions till 2:30 this afternoon. Inbound Lincoln 20, Holland about 20 from either approach. So that problem in Queens on the Van Wyck Sapit at the LIE left lane out with a broken expansion joint. Better news in Edison. Accident on 287 north, but at exit 2 is gone. But now there's an accident in Booton on 287 south, but at exit 45 in the right lane. Thruway good to go. Orange, Rockland, Westchester. But in Westchester, 287 eastbound is slow from the thruway to exit 5 in White Plains. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio telling you about Perillo Tours. Are you ready for the Perillo Piscopo Tour Phase 2? Come on. Perillo Tours starting their 75th year in business. Steve and I have put together a very special customized 8-night, 10-day Easter in Rome tour, once-in-a-lifetime trip, Good Friday and Easter Sunday in Roma, with a mass on Easter Sunday, Saturday night dinner and performance by yours truly with special guest Steve Perillo at the piano. And then we move on to Assisi. We next explore the Tuscan countryside, Siena and Pisa and Chianti, Florence and Cinque Terre, 5-star deluxe hotel in the heart of Rome, a charming restored villa and mill in the Tuscan countryside. You will get the best of both worlds after experiencing Roma for Easter. We will slow down the pace in the Tuscan countryside. Only a short ride to Florence. I tell you, I'm so excited about this. And we are going. And it's April. And you're going to be there with us. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. You just tell Janice and the great team over at Perillo you want to fly away to Italy with Joey and Steve, baby. 800-431-1515. Great present, by the way. I'm just saying, as the holidays are coming here. Or visit PerilloTours.com.
Here's your daily message and warning from LifeLock, my friends at LifeLock, who want you to know about jackpotting attacks. Criminals use malware or hardware to get an ATM to dispense cash, happening in regions including the U.S., Latin America. It's gone up. According to a recent investigation, in 2013, a cyber gang stole $45 million from ATMs around the world. There's so many ways that cybercrime can wreck your life. It's important to understand how cybercrime works, how it affects our lives. Identity theft, such a serious issue. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You've got to have LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information, they send you an alert. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats you might miss on your own. Join now. Get an extra 10% off your first year by using promo code Gallagher. Just call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Be sure to use the promo code Gallagher to get an extra 10% off. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com today.
All right. Hey, everybody. This product, people ask me about it. You know what one of the more common questions is? Does it really work, Dennis? Come on, you know. Which I have to say is one of the few times I'm a drop hurt. It's very hard to hurt my feelings. And I believe me, I'm not devastated. But folks, please know, I would never tell you something works if it didn't work. Or that if I've used it at any rate, So it's the thing's like a magic bullet, if you will, for many people's pains, in their joints, legs, arms, not bones. Relieffactor.com, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You'll know in 3 weeks if it works.
Here it is. It's Red Kettle time. This Christmas, the Salvation Army invites you to join the fight for good. And I do, too. It's important. It's a fight to support the 13 million children who live in poverty across the U.S. I've been talking about it for years now. They slip through the cracks. It's up to you and I. You know, it's what we try to do here on the radio show and at the station, AM 970, The Answer, to fight to help the hardworking families across the communities who struggle to put food on the table, make rent for crying out loud, keep the electricity on every single day, right? That's why the Salvation Army is there, helping folks addicted to drugs, you know, trying to look for help. The Salvation Army, as we heard from our friend Mike Lindell, what good the Salvation Army is in helping with all the addiction problems that we have across America. And our Salvation Army serves over 23 million people, including vital services like shelter, meals, and holiday assistance. So team970.org is where it is. So I would suggest, if you would, with respect, when you do your Christmas list, you do what I did, boom, 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 boom. You have mom, dad, grandpa, your sister-in-law, brother-in-law. Put team970.org, and whatever you could send, we'd appreciate it. You know, you want to do $50, $100, you give a little, you give a lot. Every single dollar does a world of good in your community. That's what I love about the Salvation Army. They keep it right there where we are. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Team970.org.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970, TheAnswer.com, around the country, around the world, screaming 50,000 watts out of New York, and the tri-state area, 926. Dr. Carter Page is a former foreign policy advisor to the Donald Trump campaign, someone who was under surveillance during the campaign by the FBI. Hey, Carter, welcome to the show, man. Great to see you last night.
Yeah, great to be with you again, Joe.
You know, thank you so much. I didn't mean to take advantage of it because everybody's going up to you saying, hey, you want to be on my show? Hey, you want to be on my show? So I said, hey, you want to be on my show? And I had a great time. You know, you don't look, the page is not an Italian last name. There was so much Italian food there at the Lo Bianco party. And I'm serving you like I'm your mother or something. Here, Carter, eat this.
I've been a huge fan for many decades, Joe. So it was a real honor to meet you. And it was particularly an honor to have such a great great cuisine last night too.
It was good. It was great. Great to see you there, Doctor. Carter. I mean, I said, you're a hero, man. The way you stood up to everything and what you went through, and yet your demeanor was so friendly and so nice, and everybody wanted a picture with Carter Page. They wanted to chat with you. But I got to ask you your reaction to the IG report, Carter.
Look, I think, Joe, I mean, as I was on with Sean Hannity last Monday, right when it came out, and
right.
I came on right after Ted Cruz, and Ted Cruz said the first thing, the same exact thing that I was planning to say, which is that, you know, obviously it's great, positive work and, you know, really hard work, a ton of very damning information. But, you know, as Senator Cruz and I both noted, it's just the first step. You know, I think the 17 separate instances of serious FBI misconduct and abuse that were identified, I mean, this is really unchecked surveillance power. I mean, this is just major threat to our liberty, and a lot of work needs to be done here. So it's really, you know, bottom line, it's just the beginning. And I'm glad we're now having a big national dialogue about this really egregious overreach.
Yeah, and you got to give Sean credit. He was right there from day one. Mike Gallagher on this day, Seb Gorka and Dennis Prager, they all knew they were right there from day one seeing how wrong this was. But you were great. See, you're a good guy, man. Carter Page with Episcopal in the morning. I got to tell you, as you listen to Carter and Joe, Carter says to him, I say to him, what do you think about the Comey thing? You were so kind. You were so kind, Carter. I would have been so mad. My Italian ire would have got up. That bum, what he tried to do with me. You said, well, you know, he kind of sounded like he was. I mean, you know, he was like trying to ask for forgiveness. I mean, there's no animus. There's no hate in your heart. And I love that about you, Carter Page. But really, your take, your honest take on Comey's interview with Chris Wallace.
Well, look, I mean, I always look at it from the big picture perspective, Joe. And at the end of the day, unfortunately, you know, it goes back to that big bias question. But, you know, from my perspective, this is, you know, what happened is by no means a partisan political issue. You know, this is all about just protecting and preserving citizens' rights, you know, now and into the future. So, you know, there's, you know, a reckoning needs to happen. So it's early days, and I always give people a benefit of the doubt. And sometimes that can work against me, as we can read about in the report. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see. Like I said, it's early days, you know?
You know, it's so true. I always do the same thing. People will tend to step on you a little bit like that, but you got to keep the positive attitude because you're a living example of that. You will prevail because, and just to be clear, have you ever been a Russian agent, as they accused you of being, Carter Page? Here we go.
It's really laughable, Joe. And I mean, I think my one saving grace throughout all this over the last few years is, you know, similar to you, I have a humorous side.
Yes, you
and
do.
I sort of laughed. I've laughed it off from the very beginning, but unfortunately, people really went down a very dark pathway. So.
You know, and to look, and you know, we talked to Michael Caputo earlier, Carter.
He's the man.
He did, and he said, don't forget about Carter Page. And I say to you, listening, United States Naval Academy, Georgetown University, New York University, but to work in the Navy like you did, and in the Navy Reserve for all those years, being a lieutenant, and thank you for your service, Carter, you know, thank you for your service to the United States of America. We appreciate it, and thank you for being so positive, but getting back to all the shenanigans that's going on in Washington, my friend, how did you react when you see that an FBI attorney actually altered evidence about you to get a renewal of the FISA warrant?
Well, I mean, that FBI attorney, I had been in contact with him. Some volunteer lawyers had talked with him back in April 2017, right when all these crazy false news stories are coming out. And, you know, like I told him, and sort of my most immediate concern back then were threats to my life. You know, I was getting these frequent terror threats from Oklahoma and from around the country, and I reported that to him. And you know, not only did they not do anything about that, they, you know, just a couple of weeks later, the big news report about the FISA abuse came out in the Washington Post, and you know, I get more threats then too. So I mean, it's not only was nothing done, but you know, somebody somewhere, you know, in the dark. Secrecy, you know, confined somewhere in Washington, must have given something to their local hometown paper, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, here you are, a guy that serves in the military in such a stellar fashion, and then you become an American petroleum industry consultant. Why do you think the FBI chose to focus on you as the focal point of this investigation?
Well, what's interesting about it, Joe, is that, and again, I think this goes back to the big bias question, right? There's a different type of bias. You know, I think what the context of the very initial investigation, which the Inspector General has recently completed, you know, that's talking about political bias. But there's another type of bias, which is sort of policy and international relations perspective bias, right? I mean, it's standard First Amendment rights. We're allowed to have different perspectives on things. And I think, you know, common denominator, this is not just me talking, but, and, you know, I can't speak to about candidate or President Trump, but you know, what he talked about was trying to find a new approach with Russia, right? This is a country that we've had a conflict with for over 70 years, right? So, and I think, you know, he had the right perspective, and I've, you know, I've had a long-standing relationship with the FBI and CIA, and I've supported them in many ways over the decades. But we had different perspectives on things. I think, you know, many of the intelligence community agencies are very hawkish on Russia. And, you know, there's reasons to be hawkish, but there's also reasons to, you know, be open to trying to try different approaches and be engaged in negotiations. So,
well, Carter Page, we appreciate it, man. All that you went through, still staying positive. And I see that Professor Jonathan Turley wrote an op-ed apologizing to you. Do you accept his apology? Is there anyone else you feel owes you an apology, Carter?
Well, I greatly appreciate it, and he's a real hero. And, you know, it's just along the lines of what we were just saying about threats. You know, he was talking when he just offered some, you know, just some thoughts, right? Some perspectives and some based on his academic research about, you know, the Constitution and impeachment. And, you know, soon after that, when he's on national television, he gets a bunch of death threats himself. I mean, I think if anyone, he deserves the apology. But to your question, one of the first people that comes to mind is Congressman Adam Schiff, and you know, it's along those same lines. One of the things I reported to the FBI is the day of that big Comey hearing in the House Intelligence Committee on March 20, 2017. That was when I got the most threats ever, and so I reported that to the FBI. And you know, like I mentioned, just a couple weeks later, there were even more threats again, and unfortunately, no one seemed to have anything.
Yeah. So. Carter, I saw that you had said that you had a team of attorneys pursuing the IG report looking for possible lawsuits. Is a lawsuit something that you see as being likely?
I would say it's highly likely right now, Joe. And so it's still early days. You know, we're still going through it, but I'll have more to say that in the coming weeks.
And again, just to reiterate, Carter, and I can't tell you, as you listen, we're talking with Carter Page, just a nice man, a great guy. And when you watched James Comey do the Chris Wallace interview yesterday, no animus, I mean, no feeling of relief, just... I was just amazed and put back and appreciated it, by the way, how you weren't vindictive, you know. Yes, he wasn't like, yes, I've been trying to tell you that. You just kind of, forgiveness is in your heart, if I may.
Well, thanks so much, Joe. And again, I sort of follow your kind demeanor and positivity. But yeah, I think... the key thing, I mean, it's time for our country to start coming back together, right? And this whole Russia story has just, you know, torn us apart in so many ways. So the fact that he made some positive comments and started, you know, acknowledging some of the mistakes that were made, I thought that was another, you know, like I said, last Monday's big report from the Inspector General was an important first step, but... I mean, I consider that another incremental step in the right direction. So, you know, step
Carter,
by step, we'll get there.
Great to chat with you, too, man. Thanks for watching SNL, too. You had a lot of Eddie Murphy questions.
It's awesome. You too. You always crack me up. I hope I see you more soon. I don't want to get my hopes up.
But, no, man, it was great. Thanks. A big shout-out to Tony LoBianco and Elise. I'm so glad that you were there. But, you know what, I got to let you go, man. But you're so educated. You're so... accomplished as a human, as a scholar, as someone who served the military, yet you had time enough to watch SNL, brother. I love you.
It's awesome. Great work, as always, Jeff.
We love you for that, Carter Page. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Okay, Carter, take care, my friend. Dr. Carter Page right there. Oof, God bless him. God, you got to love that positive attitude. And it is, I guess, all about healing. 938 with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news, local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
35 degrees at 939. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There's apparently an investigation into Mayor de Blasio's use of taxpayer dollars during his brief run for president. Sources tell the Daily News the City Department of Investigation is looking into documents related to expenses one of the NYPD security detail, including hotels, overtime, and meals during the mayor's numerous out-of-state trips. The paper reports that officers worked double the amount of normal overtime during the campaign. Records show de Blasio's campaign spent nearly $1.4 million, but no money went to the city for security reimbursement. City policy is that the mayor is required to have security at all times, no matter where he is or what he is doing. The bat that Babe Ruth used to belt his 500th home run, selling for big bucks. An unidentified buyer snagged the bat for over $1 million at an auction over the weekend. Ruth gave the bat to the former mayor of Suffern, New York, and it was kept by his family for years. For a long time, the family kept it in a closet and didn't tell anyone about it out of fear it would get stolen. In sports, Giants quarterback Eli Manning potentially going out as a winner after defeating the Dolphins 36-20 in what might be Manning's final start as a Giant at home. He ended Big Blue's nine-game losing streak yesterday, passing for more than 280 yards and two touchdowns. Knicks lose to the Nuggets 111-105, Nets over the Sixers 109-89. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerone's got the answer. No, I guess Susie doesn't have the answer. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Joe Piscopo in just 13 seconds.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hi. Oh, hey, it's me. Hi, hi. So we got the...
It's a little noisy in here, I understand.
But you're saying the radio audience cannot hear the drilling.
Well,
right,
that's what some of them are saying,
all right,
yes.
Well, we appreciate that. Hey, can I tell you about Balance of Nature? I reach into my radio bag here, and I will take out my little travel pack of Balance of Nature, and I will take my second dose of the day of the fruits. You got to take your fruits and vegetables from Balance of Nature. And, and I even had broccoli rob last night, okay? I had broccoli rob. Yes, I did, at the Lo Bianco Christmas party. Yet I still, as I got home, took my Balance of Nature, and I suggest you do the same because a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10, yes, 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. I don't even know, if I say it, I'm always afraid I'm going to jinx it. I don't mean to. It's been my schedule since September, as you know, and you've gone through the ride with me. It's been nuts, and yet I could still maintain as much as I can, the mental clarity, the physical stamina, but I don't take it for granted. I never take it for granted. What I do take is the Balance of Nature religiously, and I invite you to do the same. We want you to experience this Balance of Nature difference for yourself. So if you call or go online now and become a preferred customer, that will give you our best pricing plus free shipping. Free shipping, and we'll take an additional 25% off your first order. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles that I hold in my hand right here. I love these travel bottles. They contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Okay, here's the number, 800-246-8751. It's 800-246-8751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
We did it, so can you.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Shopping online this holiday season? Finding the perfect gift from your computer, tablet, or smartphone is a breeze. Just a few taps, and you're done. But all that online shopping, it could expose your personal information and leave you potentially vulnerable to identity theft. And you may miss certain identity threats by just monitoring your credit, like someone selling your info on the dark web or taking an online payday loan in your name. Good thing there's LifeLock. They monitor your personal information, and if you have a problem with identity theft, they work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock offers something that's perfect for the holidays and beyond. Not having to worry if identity theft happens to you. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART at LifeLock.com to save 25% off.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday morning at 9.
Thank you, Valerie. 944. You know what? I see the phone calls. I see you. I see you. 877-970-2999
on the Balance of Nature phone lines. I'm going there momentarily. You know who else was at the party, Frankie Fibros?
Tom DiNapoli.
Tom DiNapoli was there. We had a great chat with Tom. Mike Connors. Mike Connors was there.
Oh, of course he was.
And Beth was there. We had a great time. Great time. We actually had a good time.
A lot of people at this party, boy, but I haven't heard that Frank Morano was there.
Frank was invited. Wow. Mike was great. I talked with Mike
last year, and Beth.
And I was telling my buddy Joe Sano from Doodles for Hunger. We're talking about Mike Connors.
Was he there too?
He was.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Tony, you know the security guy downstairs?
Was he there?
At the party.
Really? Wow.
Kara, you had a great time last night, didn't you, at Tony LoBianco's party? No. You know what? It was great talking with Mike at the party, and I'll tell you why. Because I was talking to my friend Joe, and I'm going, this is the guy to put my life in order. And they said, Joe, no one can put your life in order. I said, yes, he did. I said, I went in with my son Joey. We went in. I had all these situations with my life. Who's going to come in? What Mama Luke's going to try to take your money that's going to come into the family? Oh, I'll get some cash out of this. You go to Mike Connors. He will protect your financial legacy. By the way, wills, trusts, powers of attorney, health care proxies. You know, if you don't think you need any of these, let me tell you, everyone needs a will. And those online versions, forget about it. You don't want, they have major gaps in them. You're not planning will hurt your wallet. And you know what else, what I always kept thinking about? It will hurt your loved ones. So we invite you to call Mike Connors, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And I said to Mike, I said, you know, you could judge a man by his wife. I said, and Mike's got the best wife in Beth. She's a beautiful, beautiful gal from Louisiana. So you want to call Mike, he'll tell you. And by the way, in the office, Bridget, yes, in the office, Kelly, Rose, Justin, Lisa, answer the phone. You're going to feel very, very comfortable for your first initial consultation, which will be, by the way, free. 718-238-6500. And don't forget to listen to Mike on the radio. You can catch him Sunday mornings right here on AM 970, The Answer, at 11 a.m. and at 8 o'clock on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Joey on the radio. All right. Here we go. You know what I – big shout out to Mitchell Modell. You know what I did when I went to on the way to the Patsy's to do the Frank Sinatra birthday celebration on Thursday. Mitchell had called, said, could you stop by? And I want you to MC something. Would you please MC something? And it was for the United States Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation, which is a great organization. And I know Rush Limbaugh has helped out. I've been there at those events. It's great. You know,
they honored John Catsimatidis not long ago.
I got to tell you, and John knows best. They really, you know, people in the Marines, people in law enforcement, they, you know, those who have died, they take care of the families of the fallen. And I was proud to be there. Mitchell's helping out with Modell's, with Fruit of the Loom. And I was there. Stevie Sciarippa was there. It was always great to see Steve Sciarippa. And Lorene Bracco was there, too, as well. So we had a great time. Did that very quick. We stopped very by nice. Modell's. Right there, 42nd Street. We did a nice presentation. So, Mitchell, thank you for giving back. Wanted to give a shout-out to my friend. Let me go to Justin, who's been holding. Good morning, Justin. What's on your mind this morning?
Bon Natale, Joe. I just wanted to comment on two things. First, the passing of a fine actor, Danny Aiello.
Yes. Yeah.
Who passed away. And I happened to be his daughter's science teacher, Ramsey High School, and I met him at back to school night, you know, like parents' night. Yeah. And what a wonderful man! I mean, just you know, very, very kind and caring about his children.
So true.
The second thing is about the domestic terrorist attack by these psychopaths.
Yeah,
I think we need to really bring back the stop and frisk. I mean, too many of these innocent victims are being killed, and I think that will help to bring the crime down. And if necessary, you know, do profiling. And I want to hear your thoughts about that.
Yeah, you're right. And thank you so much for being a teacher, certainly. And Danny Aiello just broke our heart. You know, he was 86, lived a great, great, you know, life, but too soon for Danny Aiello. And thank you so much. No, I think you're absolutely right that what's happening. And I think what we're doing is we're just there's no consequences for these knuckleheads. You know, there's no consequences for these people that commit these crimes. The vernacular and of the police, the flagrant disregard for law enforcement is just inexcusable. And it teaches these wackos to just enact. Because why? Because there's no consequences. And that's what happened with this poor girl, the Bernard college student, was murdered in Morningside. You know, Starbucks putting pig when on the cups of police officers. If you don't have someone to back the law enforcement community like that, like what's happening in the media, you know, and with these progressive socialist politicians, then there's not going to be any law and order. And that indeed is the core of the civility in which we live, you know. So it's very, very tough. I can't understand it. I don't understand it. And I think you have to be way strict in that regard. Hey, Judy, let me go to Judy. Judy, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, good morning. Listen, with all due respect to Carter Page and his forgiveness for James Comey, I have to tell you, he's one piece of the larger puzzle, Joe.
Yeah.
And the puzzle is called Get Rid of Trump. Yeah. And it started from day one. And if you look at Mike Flynn, if you look at Papadopoulos, these are puzzle pieces, and it's all about getting rid of Trump. So as much as being forgiving to James Comey, I'm not as forgiving because we have suffered along with it, I have to tell you. They started this lie, I don't have to tell you, and they keep going. I've been paying attention from day one. By the way, Joe, Saturday night I get on the radio, I'm listening to someone I'm supposed to listen to, and all of a sudden I hear someone singing away. Great voice. I tell my son, "Wow, who is this? Who is this?" Joe Piscopo.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I thought you were like SNL, yeah, funny guy, you know? Where did you get this voice? They have to give you a raise, Joe.
Thank you.
They have to give you a raise. You're terrific.
Give me a raise. Thank you, Judy. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Yeah, I have. Thank you. Yeah, we were at the Rainbow Room, and I was singing. People go, "Joe, you're singing." It's an Italian thing. Like, you hear Danny Aiello singing, I'm trying to sing. You know, we're trying to sing, and I just have some fun. And I think you're right. I have trouble forgiving Comey as well, but it's nice to see the man at the center of that it has forgiveness in his heart. And I think that's beautiful at this time. But you're not wrong. You're not wrong that they're going after the president. And I understand your angst and your upset. Hey, a 9:51 birthday girl. Happy birthday, Susie. Susie Cerrone's birthday. And thanks for being with us all morning long.
My pleasure. Did I hear you say you were with Lorraine Bracco the other night?
Love
her.
Best, the best.
I love her.
For the Mitchell Modell had Lorraine there, Steve Shripa. Lorraine was there to help out the United States Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation that Modell's was helping out. And I got to tell you, she is such a great gal. Great gal.
Her.
Great actress, great gal.
And Mitchell Modell, every time it's on, his undercover boss, he gave that woman a house.
Best one. Best undercover boss with Mitchell Modell. You're absolutely right.
Never forgot that.
Hey, happy birthday, Susie. Have
Thank
a great,
you,
great night. We're thinking about you, girl. Thinking about
Thank
you.
Thank you.
And thanks for being with us this morning.
My pleasure. We do have alternate side in effect. Not so good if you're on the Cross Bronx. It's emergency road work till further notice on the Cross Bronx West, but on the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, it's got the left lane blocked. So already 45 minutes on the Cross Bronx westbound to the outbound George. Inbound George, good to go for either deck. There is lower level road work till 2:30. Minor delays at the inbound Lincoln. Hauling about 20 from either approach, and still this issue in Queens on the Van Wyck South and at the LIE. A broken expansion joint, so the left lane is still out on the Van Wyck southbound. Better news in New Jersey. An accident on 287 south at exit 45 is gone. Thruway good to go in both directions, Westchester, Rockland, and Orange County. And in Westchester, 287 is clear from end to end. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Bridge Dermatopathology Services, PLLC, in Westchester seeks a marketing specialist. The position requires a marketing specialist with a bachelor degree in marketing, brand management, or related field or equivalent degree with 5 years of experience to create campaigns, run social and digital media platforms confirming the corporate identity, ability to develop a line website portfolio, excellent written and verbal skills, advanced knowledge of Photoshop, Adobe, and Microsoft Office Suite. Will accept suitable alternative combination of education, training, or experience. Send resume to MJ, 560 White Plains Road, number 600, 6th floor, Tarrytown, New York, 10591.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. Steve Perillo and I have put together a very special customized 8-night, 10-day Easter in Rome tour. April 9th through the 18th, a once-in-a-lifetime trip for some of my closest friends, you, AM 970 family of listeners. Here's the itinerary. Good Friday and Easter Sunday in Rome with a group mass on Easter Sunday. Saturday night, dinner and performance by yours truly with special guest Steve Perillo. Then on to Assisi. Next, explore the Tuscan countryside, Siena, Pisa, Chianti, Florence, Cinque Terre, and more. 5-star deluxe hotel in the heart of Rome, a restored villa and mill in the Tuscan countryside. You'll get the best of both worlds. Rome for Easter, then slow the pace down in the beautiful Tuscan countryside. Call 800-431-1515 and tell them you want to fly away with Joe P to Rome and Tuscany. 800-431-1515. Visit, please, ParilloTours.com.
The number one inspirational movie in America is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in time for Christmas. Overcomer.
What have you allowed to define you?
Share the gift of Overcomer this holiday season.
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire. Get it today on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda. The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is In the Cauldron by Lou Paper. Enter now to win a copy of Lou Paper's In the Cauldron at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Today will be cloudy and cold. We'll see a bit of light snow or flurries from midday into the evening hours that can mix with a little sleet. Untreated surfaces may be slippery, but most roads near and around the city will be just wet. Our high today, 37. A mixed bag of precipitation this evening will go to rain and drizzle later tonight and continue into tomorrow before ending late in the day. Tonight's, though, in the mid-30s in Midtown, closer to freezing inland. Tomorrow's high about 38. For Wednesday, clouds and sunshine increasingly windy. Watch out for an afternoon snow shower, high 37. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 9:55, 5 before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. Did you go to Michael's of Brooklyn? Oh, man. Well, you're out in the hustle and bustle of everyone's favorite shopping season. You must stop by the one and only Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Nostrand, right there in Brooklyn, New York. On top of everything else they do, we want to let you know about their one-of-a-kind gift boxes. These are sensational. They make wonderful presents for family, friends, even corporate gift giving as well. Nothing says you appreciate your employees or even your boss, hello, like a Michael's of Brooklyn gift box. Now, everyone on your gift list can enjoy their pastas married with the same sauce they make at the restaurant right there at 2929 Avenue R in Brooklyn. The sauce that's made with all natural ingredients, like imported Italian tomatoes, pure imported olive oil, hand-chopped fresh basil, garlic, and onion, huh? Shopping can work up an appetite. After securing the perfect gift, stay a while, treat yourself to lunch or dinner at Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network. And the gift boxes are spectacular. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 9:57. Frankie, thanks so much for putting a great show. Thanks for putting Carter on so quick.
Oh, sure.
It was great when I saw him last night at Tony and Elisa's. I said, hey,
yeah,
you got to come
stop
on.
Stop ducking my emails.
He goes, hey, so what? Yeah. He wasn't. No, he says, did you, your producer? Yeah. I said, yeah. So Five Boroughs? No, it wasn't Five Boroughs. Frankie Morano? You mean he was? Yes. So thanks for getting back to him. That was great. I like that. And it was a great, great chat. Interesting times. It's so much happening in the news. And Mike Gallagher is going to break it all down. And sometimes I see all of this, you know, from the stabbing and of this young Bernard freshman and to what's happening. You're going to see. I see on the news as I glance at the TV in the studio here. It says historic time in the House of Representatives impeachment. The press, the mainstream media is playing this all up like it's historic. It's an embarrassment. It's I try to avoid it. It's an embarrassment, and it's going to just plain go away.
the impeachment, historic. Give me a break. As I try to listen to the network news on the radio, and they will start with that impeachment fiasco. Don't let that narrative take over. You know, you and I got more important things to worry about, you know, and we got to applaud the good things that are happening. So many good things that are happening. Hey, I'll see you on Fox News about an hour and a half. Going to jump on with Sandra Smith and Bill Hemmer on America's Newsroom and just have some fun. And then we'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m. We're streaming live on AM 970 and AM970TheAnswer.com. Thank you, Charles. Thanks, Kara. Frankie, thank you. Albert, thank you. Susie Cerrone, happy birthday. Make it a great day because you deserve it.